Another more says, Minon Emili, how do we know this from? Rashi says, Dinoisa v'tomech yevim aleihem. Dein b'dev v'sheish p'lim atirim, dein b'dev v'sheish p'lim atirim. How do we know that a kol panim noiser and the yisa tamim ischal, even on the things of the Mishnah, even though there's no matirim? So it says like this, because we need to tell you about what it applies like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say in Svara, Ein chayovim mishum tumo, ela b'dev v'sheish p'lim atirim. Really in Svara, I would have thought to say that if the kohen is tamim, and he eats, let's say, the kindness in the Mishnah, he should not be chayiv nisa. I would have thought to say, yoni chayiv nisa, if he eats something that has matim, only looks like the bosser of the carbon. And really the dimu, there's a swirl like that. Oma pigo, madach the psil of pigo, shubidi achas. It's enough the fact that, let's say you eat pigo, and then later the shaggy, you didn't realize it, and then later you find out it was pigo, as long as you find out later, you have to bring carbon chattis. And also when you bring the korban, the korban kavua, it's a korban chatas, there's no way out to bring birds or a mincha. And also when you hit the mikrole, there's never a place that you're allowed to eat pigul. So the yisa pigul is a chomadika psul. Still, ein chayavim menu adova shesh lamatirim. The yisa pigul is only chal upon something that has something to be matter it, like the bosser of the korban, or the leftovers of the mincha. You could kind of currently eat the leftover of the mincha after you made the kmitza. So the kmitza is the matirim, therefore the rest of it has the yisa pigul. So madich, this chomadik of silu pigul, is only chal on something that has matirim, if so tumma. It's a more kaldik of sil, this avail of tumma, not eat kachem in your tummy. She bishtayabias, yoni chayiv, if you have to first know that you were tummy, and then you forgot you were tummy and you ate the kachem. And the later you remember that you ate it when you were tummy, that's when you have to bring the korban. But only if you knew about it first. And also, even after you find out about it, the korban will be yoret. What type of korban you have to bring, it depends on how much you can afford. Whether it's a behemu, or leifus, or mincha. You see, it's more kal than the yonish. And also, the yitam mekloli. There is certain times that you're allowed to do the avodah b'tumah. If the whole korban seed, if the whole seed is tummy, you're allowed to do the avodah b'tumah. So this Issa Tumma is Huta Meklolei. And so since it's a more calm and easy, a simple Avera, a simple Inish, or Issa, Eva Din, isn't it a Svara to say, Shemoi Yei Chayiv Elo Adav Shreish Lamakim. Eva Din, the Issa Tumma should only be Chal on the Bosser of the Korban, or on the Shirayim of the Mincha, something that has needs it to matter, that you have a Matirim. But like in our Mishnah, all these things, the Mishnah, since there's no Matirim on them, I would have thought in Svara to say, the Yisra Tumah is not call upon them. I guess we say no, Talmud Lema, the price of common teachers, no, the Pasuk says, that the Pasuk Emor Aleihem, with the Reseichem Kolish Asher Yikrov, because Aleichem, the Pasuk continues on there, that the Tumah, you're not going to bring it if you're telling. And it ends with, so we dash in, the Chol HaKotchim across the Medaber. Mash, many types of the Kotchim, it says, Dam Emor Aleihem, with the Reseichem Kolish Asher Yikrov, because Aleichem. Mash, many types of the korban you bring, there's this issa not to eat it or not to do the avodah when you tell me. So mash, makol hakotchim, like he says, ben yesh b'matirim, even the avodah of the kmitza, or even the eating the kmitza, even though there's no matirim to it, still you have the issa tumma applies to it. So it's the other request that the issa tumma applies, even though there's no matirim. Rabbi Gemara says, yoch, I would have thought to say, yechayavim alayim miyad. Maybe once a man, but it didn't tumma, maybe you'd be high over the use of tumma right away. Rashi says, Yochel imu dover shleshim, let's say this tumma needs a matir. Let's say the bosser of a korban. I would have thought to say still, Yechayev molim mishum tumma miyad, kredim shiku the matir, even before you make those rikas of the korban, if you eat the bosser when you're tumma, maybe you'd be high in nisa. And the yosin shen le matirin, Yechayev molim, Mishum tumma liyata kredim shinas na bakli. Like I would have thought to say, maybe tumma so chomer, right away, as soon as you makdish to behemah, if you eat it when you're tamei, you chayiv nisa. And this thing the Gemara says, no, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says here, Asher Yakrev. It says, Em Yolema, the Rethechem, Kolish Asher Yakrev. It says, Lashon of Asher Yakrev. Now really the word Yakrev means just coming close, just touching it. So Om Rav Lezer says, V'chiyosh nageyeh shuchayiv. Is it such an issa that just by touching it you become chayiv nisa? That's not true. Even though you're tummy, if you touch kachim for that long, you're not chayiv nisa. So So what does the pasuk mean to say Chayv Misa? Hakhei Teraz Kanat. The pasuk means like this: that Kol Dovish Yesh Lamatirin and Chayav Matchi Yikruvu Matirin. The pasuk means that Shayakov, an extra pasuk, teaches us that you only have this issue of tumah if you brought the korban, if you did that korban you're supposed to. Asher Yakov means to say if it's just like a korban or the shrine of the mincha, you're only over the issue of tumah if you brought the matirim, if you made this week as a dam, or if you burnt the kemitza. But the chodah, the shein, the matirim, let's say the kemitza itself, or the mishnah levain, or the keteris, and chayav imachi yikadish b'kli, it still says the word Asher Yakov, meaning to say that a korban, something has to be done to it. It's not enough just to makpish it, but it has to be later that you put it into a klisharis. So the kemitza, even after the kohen takes the kemitza, if he doesn't put it into a klisharis, and he would eat it when he's chay, when he's tamei, he would not be chayiv misa. That's the pasuk of Asher Yakov, that you only chayiv the tamei, either you brought the matirim, or else even things that are not need matirim, or korban, it has to be the matirim that you put into a klisharis already. And Rashi says, this pasuk talks about tumah. How do we noisir the same halacha also? So as she says, the noisir also chil mitamek reminim esek tzvachim. So if the noisir and tamek both have these halachas, that even though there's no matirim, still yichayiv, but yon yichayiv, our korban you put it into a klisharis. Hashem can tigul says by the parsha of shlomim, that's a parsha that has a matirim. So then we said yes, the tigul is only chal upon the basar. If you bring the matirim, who are doing on the shrine left over the mincha, only if you bring the shrine. You're adding lech achatis seif. Another mishnah says, v'lad chatis, by korban chatis, that's in the keva. Let's say he gives birth and you have the baby, the v'lad chatis. Or else it's tmuras chatis. Somebody went next to korban chatis with his behemoth chulin and said, zu tacha zu. So he made a tmura from the chatis. Or else the chatis shemei sebaleo. Let's say Reuven did a chet, and he set aside a korban chatis, and then he died. So these three, for sure, the lochu is yemeisu. No matter what happens, this is part of the five halachis, the meshim isimu of the chamisha chatoris shemeisais. These three have no tumayim. He always go to misa, that the vlad has to die, the tumur has to die, and if the owner died, then his korban also goes to misa. Now the next two halachas are, what's going to be b'shivru shenasa? Let's say that he became too old, like certain chatoish can only be when it's 1 year old. Let's say now became 2 years old already. Or else v'sha'ovda, in the case where first you set aside one korban for the chatis, and you lost it. Then insist, and then you set aside a second one, and then after you set aside a second one, you found the first one. Now then insist, when you found the first one, you found it to be a baal simun, and you found out it's a baal mum. So look, it was like this. In Mishakitra Habayim, if you already brought the second korban that Yadikap already, then Thomas, Elechnami, then the one you find right now, has to go to Misa. And therefore, since it has to go to Misa, V'yeni Oysa Tumura, it does not make Tumura right now. Since it's supposed to go to Misa, or any one of these is supposed to go to Misa, the Kedusha goes with it, it cannot make Tumura anymore. And who are deemed below Nenin? It's only with the Rabbani, you should not have Anor from it, but below Nenin. With the rice, if you have Anor from it, there's no Yisemila. Since it's Holach Libud, therefore the Kedusha goes off it.